Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. I'm not sure if that is recorded in Dallas or not, Jeff, but that is the fabulous Thunderbirds sounding fabulous on your underground podcast today with the tune, I Believe I'm in Love with You.
That's actually, Rick, assuming I can read my notes correctly, and we all know that that's not necessarily the case, that would be the Fabulous Thunderbirds live in Los Angeles, bringing a little Texas boogie-woogie to the left coast.
Definitely Texas boogie-woogie. We like our boogie bands here on the Underground Podcast, but as usual, we have the eclectic mix, and if we're lucky, I think this is our third week in a row coming off our summer vacation, so we're a little bit more regular with our eclectic mix these days.
And a very eclectic mix it is today, including my all-time least favorite song in the entire rock pantheon.
Well, we'll see. The contest will be to see if folks can guess what that song is. Longtime listeners probably know what it is, and to see whether it becomes acceptable or not in the form that it takes. But before we get there, we have some classic R&B.
I move you. Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. Do I move you? Are you loose now? The answer better be yes. It pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Are you hip to what I'm saying? If you are, that pleases me. When I touch you, do you quiver from your head down to your liver?
Together, all a part of us. Together. one expression living as all. Keeps me standing. My awareness is find the ground and begin to the beach. I get so happy, no need to retreat or fall back asleep, cause I'm feeling good. Sending a message to love like I really should. Release all pain from my past, a done deal. Reppin' 83 until.
The Tom Tom Club on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, a song called Genius of Love. As we kind of morph from R&B to hip-hop to whatever the Tom Tom Club does, we started out with an R&B legend, Nina Simone, Do I Move You? And in the middle, new music from Georgia Ann Muldrow, song called Sermonette. And Rick, I would imagine the young people think of Georgia Ann Muldrow as a hip-hop R&B diva.
Well, we played some neo-soul on this show in the past. I think she might qualify in that zone, too. But that said, it's very typical for us.
It is very typical for us because we do an eclectic mix. Do you realize most of the people listening to this probably had never heard the word eclectic in their lives until they started listening to the show?
Maybe not, but we help them define it every week. That set is very typical for us, and you're right. It's very hard to categorize the Tom Tom Club. What are they really doing there? Is that alternative music with a dash of hip-hop, or is it something else? Well, and to us, it doesn't really matter. With all the over-categorization that rock critics would tend to bring to our ears. If we like it, we play it. And as you often note, we often play things we don't like.
And just a perfect example of the song coming up next, but just let me say one more thing, and the Georgia Ann Muldrow song is a good example. We're not going to play pure hip-hop on this show because it's just not that kind of show, and it's not what we're trying to do here. But this song was just interesting enough and just different enough that I thought, hey, let's play it and give it a shot and see what happens.
Well, we play the wide range. And for those wondering about Jeff's least favorite song, it's coming up. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
From the vault, it's Cover Me. Thank you.
perhaps one of the most played songs of the 20th century, covered by Rodrigo y Gabriela, Stairway to Heaven, in case you did not recognize it, the Led Zeppelin classic, given a 21st century acoustic instrumental version.
All right, Rick, before I say anything, I have two questions. First off, who are Rodrigo y Gabriela? And secondly, why did they do that?
I'm not sure I can answer the second one, but the first one, Rodrigo y Gabriela are a Mexican folk duo from Mexico City, and they're very popular internationally, broken through internationally. Do get played both in the States and also in Europe, and so... and that is actually one of their most requested, as you might imagine, tunes. And you can't get away from Stairway to Heaven, Jeff. It's most requested, whether it's in the original form or in its Mexican acoustic guitar version.
And it's almost entirely unrecognizable Mexican acoustic guitar version. And I'll tell the story very briefly. There are many reasons why I don't like this song, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Led Zeppelin or the quality of the song. But if you went to high school at the time Rick and I went to high school, this was played on the radio every 90 seconds, literally. And then my last year, September of my last year in college, the first night before class, someone decided that they were going to play that song as loudly as they could on their stereo. And I was living in a semi-dorm situation, and this guy, woman, whomever it was, played that song for about an hour. And I had Stairway to Heaven drummed into my head, and literally, if I have to turn it off every time I ever hear it.
Well, I'm not sure you recognize that version, so hopefully you won't be turning off this show. But that's appropriately timed song and story, because schools all across the U.S. are going back
right now,
and I'm sure that there are people in dorms looking to repeat what you just talked about. So maybe they'll actually cue up the Rodrigo y Gabriela version, and that might be a little bit more acceptable.
Well, listen, if you enjoyed that cover of Stairway to Heaven, or if you would prefer that we play the original version and have me never do the show again, you can send us an email. Our email address, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, Towers, TOWERZ, Ivory Towers Radio at att.net.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down on Rye. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you we'll
Emotions will resume. I try to push, try to keep us all down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
New music from the British band Muse, Uprising. That is the latest single from Muse from a forthcoming album that should be out sometime in September of 2009, and we are looking forward to that one. We started off with The Church Under the Milky Way, a classic from them, and Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking. We certainly are alive and kicking this week on the Underground Podcast, aren't we, Jeff?
We are, and it was interesting to hear that Muse tune, Rick, because it didn't sound very modern. I enjoyed it, and I liked it, but it looked like they were influenced quite heavily by bands in the early 80s, not unlike Simple Minds.
Well, indeed, and I think that's that was my thought in this particular set. The Church, Simple Minds, others, what are they doing, and how would they sound now? Muse is giving us that particular point of view. And Muse is a band out touring right now in support of U2, so a big international tour for them. And I think that that would be a great tour to catch a date of.
And Rick, we have coming up perhaps one of the most interesting songs we've ever played. I won't vouch for the quality, I'll let you do that. But one of the most interesting songs we've ever played coming up right after this.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
We'll be right back.
you want a rock and roll classic, you've got one right there. Rock Candy from Montrose. That's Ronnie Montrose's band with the very young Sammy Hagar on lead vocals.
The scary thing about that, Rick, is that song is, what, 35 years old, and it still sounds like you'd have some 13-year-olds jumping up and down at a show, at a concert, listening to that.
That is a metal classic, and you don't hear it anymore on the radio, but I'm guessing you could cue it up, and if folks didn't know it was 35 years old, that they would rock out to it just the same.
And there's a fashion note to this song as well?
Well, two notes. That album, Montrose's debut album, I believe, very influential. And, of course, Sammy Hagar went on to an entire career finding guitarists who could match that Montrose sound. And I guess that's one of the reasons he ended up in Van Halen, at least for a long period of time. And Sammy was known as the Red Rocker during his solo days, partially because he liked to wear very tight red pants. And many people actually believe that the entire 1980s hair band look came straight from Hagar in that 1970s period. Everybody was looking at him and saying, we want to grow up to be Sammy Hagar, who, believe it or not, I think now is 60. We're not wearing those pants anymore.
Where else but the Underground Podcast could you get musicology and fashion? Well, Rick, I'm going to tell you something. This was very, very difficult to do on a heavy metal dipstick because it's not that heavy, but it is metal. So let's give it a 25W40, which is at the bottom toward the middle and a tip of the dipstick to what may have been one of the really key influential songs in heavy metal.
And, well, we have to also do our business to the man now, yes?
Yes. The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Yeah! what's right, got it figured out. Who's got it figured out? Play straight. Trying to manipulate. You blink when you breathe and you breathe when you lie. You blink when you lie. You blink when you breathe and you breathe when you lie. You blink when you lie. You blink when you breathe and you breathe when you lie. You blink when you lie. Who's got it figured out? Left, right, got it figured out. Who's got it figured out? Play straight. Trying to manipulate. Who's got it figured out?
Left, right.
Who's got it figured out? Play straight. Trying to manipulate. You blink when you breathe and you breathe when you lie. You blink when you lie. We'll be right back.
Well, if you've ever wondered about the condition of garage rock, there's a set that should give you the answer that it is alive and doing quite well. Thank you very much. The Vines, He's a Rocker. New music here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Before that, BM Lynx with the outlaw Jimmy Rose and the garage band supergroup, the Dead Weather, Treat Me Like Your Mother. Now, as we know, we don't like to use the word supergroup too often, but any group that has Jack White in it and Alison Mosshart of The Kills, I think that qualifies as a supergroup.
That's more than a supergroup. That would be a mega group.
A galaxy group. Who knows?
A galaxy group. And that's all new music there, isn't it, Rick?
All new music. I actually think the Dead Weather music is probably the oldest thing in that set, and that is released from just a little bit earlier this year. I think that came out in about April or so. We've played the Dead Weather before when their single was out in March. BM Lynx, the Outlaw Jimmy Rose, I think that song is less than a month old, and the Vines also very new.
Because not only do we play an eclectic mix and we play older music, but we play new music. Interesting new music.
Well, we're here to prove that you can play the classics like Rock Candy and also the new stuff like the Dead Weather right next to each other, and they seem to work. My gosh, rock and roll from different eras does mix.
We've got some more new music coming up, huh?
We do. Stick around for that.
Amulets dance on where the sons of Sherman march. Amulets dance on. There's a cookout in the courtyard. Barbecue killers, they won't be happy till ambulance dance off. Through the fireplace flue, rocks
from the mountains, fruit swelling up on the plains, parts of the Lord's manufacture, too much legs and brains, too much legs and brains. And stingrays and hawks, pink little babies with basketball heads, learning to walk and to talk. Too much legs and brains, too much legs and brains, too much legs and brains. Live on a battle. Shots at the Admiral Benbow, ringing out loud and clear, turning the dial for miles and miles. Too many sounds for my ears. Too much legs and brains. Too much legs and brains. Too much legs.
Radio, where it's all about the music.
Cherish a moment with Bunny the wife.
Bunny the wife.
Because here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, we'll even play a Dutch band. That would be one of the great Dutch rock and roll bands of all time, Daryl Ann. The song is called Serenades for the Lonely. We started out with new music from The Minus Five, Ambulance Dance Hall, and in the middle, Jack Logan from 2002, Legs and Brains. And yes, as we were chatting off the air, I guess old Mr. Logan there is a leg man.
Mr. Logan not only is a leg man, but he also has an accompaniment or someone else who helps him on that particular release, does he not, Jeff?
He does. That would be Bob Kimball of, let's see if I can find my notes here, of the Illinois Country Rockers' Weird Summer.
Weird Summer, that sums up my summer quite well.
So, have we played a Dutch band before?
I'm searching my memory to see if we've ever played a Dutch band, and I'm coming up blank, but I'm not going to say that that's the first time. We're known for playing bands from Central Western Europe that don't always get played, and I've got a couple stashed away in my cabinet. And speaking of someone who has many things stashed away in their cabinet, and often of good vintage, let me ask you, Jeff, we normally are here to plug the blog of the podcast, but the blog of the podcast is in semi-retirement. So I'd like you to talk about the things that you have stashed away in your cabinets.
In my cabinet, we have winecurmudgeon.com. That's one word, winecurmudgeon, C-U-R-M-U-D-G-E-O-N, winecurmudgeon.com. It's a wine blog for people who don't want to read about wine, who are tired of hearing about toasty and oaky, who are tired of hearing about points, who are tired of hearing about sipping and spitting. In fact, winecurmudgeon.com is about wine, and it's written in English, and it's for people who like to drink wine and not like to spend a lot of money and admire themselves for buying the wine.
Well, I point this out that people should read that blog because it is for folks who would like to learn about wine, and wine can be a very daunting item. But if you go to the Siegel household, there are two things you will find in the cabinet: great wine and great CDs and music, and there's more of that coming right now.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Thank you. I come to feeling that it's always just starting. The bees are busy now, let's go down the hill. The branches waiting, but our hearts are wrapped up inside. And then you leave me, so I start missing you a lot. No argument, I know I love you. I love you or not. You'll wind up and cry with just a slow girl comfort. Oh, treating like a baby. No, love you or not. Oh, treating like a baby. No, love you or not. Oh, treating like a baby.
The English Beat on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. The song called End of the Party. And Rick, the English Beat, a ska band, which was one of the offshoots of the New Wave. Ska was famous for having a multiracial band, a very distinct sound that was not quite reggae, not quite rock and roll.
Well, the end of the party, that comes appropriately at the end of this party for this week.
And we had our usual eclectic mix, and I promise not to say eclectic nearly as much next week.
Who knows? We have a theme every week, and this week it could just be that we're celebrating ourselves.
We are. We had a good time. We had a good time doing this, and it's always a pleasure to do it, and it's always a pleasure to put some tunes on that people may not have heard of. And I think we did quite a bit this week, and for all of you young people out there who had never heard Sammy Hagar sing with Ronnie Montrose, that's something that you ask your parents. They'll be able to tell you about that.
Well, I'm glad that you also put the English Beat on. There seems to be sort of a late 70s, early 80s vibe to this particular podcast. And we've never had the English Beat on before, and we've been remiss, but I'm glad you put them in the mix.
Well, I'm happy to do it, and we'll have something interesting again next week.
Well, usually we do not end on a song, but this week we're going out with a song called 20 Years by the band Augustana, another one of those small little specialty bands that we tend to like here on the Underground Podcast. So thanks for listening to Ivory Towers Radio this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. The time is gone. The songs are almost over. Peace.
Well, I've been running from something 20 years in the car. Down a road that's leading. They would drive through the farmland. No one knows where we're from. Could I kiss you and make you queen? Or something in between? Or do you wanna see it? Place where. But you're nowhere near to me. Move to New York City. Take you on by hand. Leave
asleep with the TV, darling. Be back. See it, the place where I am free. 'Cause in my mind I've been there, and there's no one.